How does Satan get the advantage of it? How did he get? I'm gonna help you tonight if you let me. How did he get it? He brings you a picture, photo, showing you what you used to be. You ever look at yourself, boy, you look at yourself, boy, I look pretty good back then. You ever look at yourself in a picture when you were younger? That's a photo. Picture. The real you. And see, when he went to hell, he put that person away, and you became a new creature. So when he bring that picture, he wants to bring some thoughts. Are you with me? And he began to tell you how good you look, you know, so he can get you stuck on yourself. And then he began to tell you all the good things you can do and all the things you can have. What are you doing? Leading you away from your purpose. Leading you away from God's plan. Getting you stuck on yourself. And next thing you know, you're self-absorbed. You're only thinking about yourself. You don't think about hurting people. You don't think about lost people. You don't think about hungry people. You don't think about those things. You just, all I can get, and I don't care who I hurt, and don't care what I do to get it. Just long as I have my way. That's where he won't leave you, because that kind of person will self-destruct. But God wants you to be the carrier of his goodness, his mercy, his love, his kindness, to share it, to tell it. So those who are hurting don't know, you can change their lives with the grace of God, with the love of God, with the power of God, with the favor of God, with the blood of Jesus. That power flows because you have been now, the love of God has been poured into you. You have to release that love. Y'all, every one of you that's here came up on this parking lot. If you were not driving, you were riding in there. Every one of you, right? Nobody walked. I don't see no hand. But you go out there and you say, car, take me home. I get up in the morning, you still stand out there, car, take me home. Why? Because you didn't release the right stuff to make that car take you home. You did to get here, you have to do the same thing to get there. What God did to get you in the kingdom, he will do the same thing to get you to operate in the kingdom, to get to the place in life, through life, everything he wants to do. Did you get that? So what are he saying? I have been crucified with Christ. I'm not here trying to figure out my own way and my own life and how to live it. That's not my job to figure it out. My job is to receive life and live it by the faith of the Son of God. He'll give me instruction, guidelines, the power, his own spirit. He didn't trust another. He gave his own spirit, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And on the day of Pentecost, he sent the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost indwelled men, and he's living in you and me right now. He didn't send Lucifer, he didn't send Michael, he didn't send Gabriel, he didn't send any of those guys, and they are spirits. Are you hearing me tonight? Who did he send? His own self, his own spirit. And his own spirit, the Holy Spirit, is so submitted to God that it says, the word said, he will not speak anything of his own. Whatever he hears the Father say, whatever he hears Jesus say, he'll speak that, but he'll never speak on his own. Do you know another spirit he could trust like that? That's why you ought to get to know his voice. You ought to get to know his ways. How do you do? You ought to get to know who he is. How do you get to know who he is? Through by spending time in the word and prayer. Because he's in your spirit. He'll talk this word to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, how will he talk? In every area and every detail of life. He'll talk this to you. Do you have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you have ears to hear? I have ears to hear. How do you hear? By spending time with this written word, which is called faith-filled words, God-breathed words, God-indwelt words, God-living word. This written word tells you about the living word. Hallelujah. 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 So Romans says, this 6:6, Romans 6:6, this is the Amplified, if y'all can put it up in Amplified. Romans 6:6. We know that our old unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him, and all of our body, which is the instrument of sin, might be made ineffective. Why did he nail it? So you had, this body is the vehicle in which you, now listen to me real good. This body is the vehicle, is the house, it's the vehicle in which you travel in, and where you go, the Holy Spirit is living in your spirit. So where you go, he goes. And while you're going, he gives you direction. You follow his direction, and you give your body instruction. This is what you do. But when the body want to do something like this, you remind it that it's been crucified, that it's ineffective. What you are saying have no effect on leading me away from the will of God. It's ineffective and inactive for evil. You let it know it's ineffective and inacted for evil. For evil. Are you hearing me? When it suggests for you to get mad and do something evil, you remind that you're inacted. You're not available. Just say, you're not available for this. How do you get there? You feed your spirit the word of God and practice it, develop it, so when these things come against you, you have the God-given ability, nature of power, and ability residing in your spirit to stay in charge, to stay in control. Because your flesh will rise up and want to do something, say something, and act in a way that it shouldn't act. Amen. And you just simply talk to it and let it know you're not available for this. I'm in charge. And God knew that we were going to miss it. How many miss it? Don't raise your hand. Because I'll have to be the first. God knew. And isn't that good? Isn't he so good? But what he wants you to understand, what it means to be crucified.